This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Looking forward to the weekend. Your day was Thursday, Today is Friday.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
By the way, how do we like Matt LaFleur's effort today with the point about how Blake Bortles almost led Jacksonville past New England in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, you can never take that away from Blake Bortles. It happened.
It did.
He really was a quarter away from being a Super Bowl starter.
He was, and they were up 10 or 11 in the fourth, right?
He would have been a great trivia question for all time.
He also was able to win his first round game with 10 points. Who scored the touchdown? I never remember the guy's name. Do you guys know the name of the guy who scored the touchdown in that game? 10-3?
Every time this has come up, it's not like it's come up twice a month or anything, but I know, and that, I mean, I don't remember. And then even when it's not even one of those things, I think, where when I hear the name, I go, oh, yeah, that guy. I feel like
I ask you again tomorrow, you still don't know it.
Right. And you say this guy's name right now, and I'm going to feel like I've never heard the guy's name before, even though but clearly we have.
I have been ready all day because I've avoided looking all day with a made-up name. I have a made-up name ready for when you stop talking, I'm going to give. But I think I thought of it while you were talking.
Yeah.
I was going to say, to be funny, even though you don't have to laugh, Dan Flembrooks. But I think I know it now, actually.
Isn't it like Bohannon?
I think it, what about the name Ben Kovacs?
Ooh, it sounds sounds right to me.
Sounds made up or right? Does Ben Kovacs sound right?
Ben Kovacs is either right, or Ben Kovacs is the name of, like, some supplemental character in A Beautiful Mind or something. I have no idea who Ben Kovacs is.
West Wing.
No clue.
He's a West Wing character.
Ben Kovacs?
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah, he's on the committee.
He's the Secretary of Interior or something.
Ben Koyak.
He's the name of one of the other contestants on Quiz Show.
Ben Kovacs. He loses to Charles Van Doren. Ben Koyak is actually the name. Almost. On Jeopardy, it would be wrong, just like Dan Flembrooks would be wrong. Joe, are you done with West Wing?
I've been done with West Wing.
Is it still on somewhere? Is it on Peacock? Is it one of those deals?
It's an HBO Now. It's streamable on HBO Now.
That's it, ironic, because it's really a then show.
Yeah, it changed mid me watching it. I was like three, four seasons in, and it went from Netflix to HBO Now. So I had HBO Now, luckily. So.
It's still easily my favorite show ever.
I would have, if it had gone to a stream platform that I did not have, I would have got that stream platform just to finish The West Wing. It was good.
Okay.
Very good.
Although, several cooking shows have moved way up on my list. You should have seen this pastizio I made yesterday. Oh, tremendous. It's a Giotto recipe.
What is this called?
Is this a dessert?
Pastizio? No. No. Yeah. You don't know?
No.
I literally don't know what that is.
Greek egg noodles, like a lasagna.
Okay.
Only it's lamb and different spices. Just my favorite dish in the world is this pastizio, the town restaurant. I remember going to the town with family and just like I had to have it. The bechamel sauce. Her recipe's a little different. If you guys are into this, anybody listening is into this. If you're not, if no one is, I should definitely stop, change the subject. But if you're actually into this, let me know. Try it. Giada's recipe on Food Network. She has like a cheese sauce that she mixes with the bechamel, and it was great. Everything else, they did exactly the way she did it. Okay. Well.
All right. Cool.
That's enough about that. Let's play. We have a game. Joe has prepared something. It's a football-related game.
And it relates to Aaron Rodgers.
Koyak. Aaron Rodgers.
Who,
great.
By the way, I figured out what Bulldog's best hope is for the Nate Hackett bet.
He needs
LaFleur to be looped in with this. Gutekunst has got to go.
There is an opening.
That's his opening. Then, I mean, he'd have to like Nate Hackett enough.
Is he there?
The coach. He's the offensive coordinator.
He's still there, yeah.
Bulldog,
he's still in the job.
What a way to win it.
What a win that would be. That would be the most insane betting win ever.
It is really frustrating to me that he's been in that job for the duration. I mean, we made the bet. I suggested the bet because he had the job. Like, he's a good, a bright mind, youngish. And he'll be the Packers offensive coordinator, and they'll be great. So, of course, he'll get interviews. And he's barely gotten a taste at all. I think maybe his name got mentioned one time this offseason.
By you.
So it hasn't really gone that well. No, no. It was like somebody was going to interview him or something. Like, it wasn't me. But anyway. But, yeah, I mean, that's not happening. They're not going to fire the GM, first of all. Second of all, they're going to fire the GM and the coach. And replace them with Nate Hackett.
There's no one there to do it.
Right. Rodgers is there to do it if they fire the GM.
There's the CEO, but there's no owner.
Right.
And he doesn't seem that inclined, so inclined.
All right. Anyway, so the game is how many quarterbacks, not how many, can you name the 15 quarterbacks that Aaron Rodgers has beat more than three times in his Packers career, including the playoffs?
Yes, I think I can.
All right.
Want to alternate?
Sure.
Matthew Stafford.
He is number one. 12 times Rodgers has beat Stafford in 20 tries. 19 tries.
All right. Kirk Cousins will be on this list.
Kirk Cousins.
There's a playoff game, too.
There is a playoff game. So you've got four wins against Cousins. Also a tie. So 4.5, I guess, if you want.
Cutler,
11 times in 13 games.
Oh, domination.
What is the number of wins again? Three?
Three or more.
Mitch Trubisky.
Trubisky with 5 in 6 tries.
Eli Manning.
Eli Manning is correct. 4 wins against Eli Manning in 7 games. I think one of those is a playoff game, maybe, at least.
They lost. Yeah, he lost to Eli Manning in the NFC Championship.
The boat game, too.
But they got revenge in the boat game.
The boat game.
And they celebrated by champagne. They made up fake Lombardi trophies. Everybody got a ring. All right.
He's got to have 3 wins against Drew Brees over all these years. They would have played like 9,000 times.
I don't know.
Is that a guess?
Drew Brees.
3-3 against Drew Brees.
So yes.
Correct.
Yes.
I'll go with Rex Grossman.
Rex Grossman is incorrect. Uh-oh. I'll have to go looking for Rex Grossman.
No, that's a bad guess. It's a bad guess.
One win, and it was in his first season.
Yeah. That's a bad guess. He's drafted in 05, but he doesn't really start until 08.
Right, which is the year. And is that the year Grossman takes the Bears to the Super Bowl?
06.
Oh, okay.
But it ended quickly after that. I'm sorry, Bulldog. I messed it up. Tony Romo.
I forgive you.
Tony Romo is zero.
Come on. Really?
The Packers beat him once, but it was with Matt Flynn at quarterback.
All right.
Wow. That's tough.
Just trying to think of guys who... How about Alex Smith?
Two.
Wrong. I just got three in a row wrong. I'm going to sit a couple plays out.
Bulldog's still batting 100, though. Or 1,000.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for fixing that.
Baseball.
I'm gonna assume that just from sheer volume. I don't know. That's tricky.
There is
Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger is not right. And I don't have him on the list, so he must be at one. Yeah, no, wow. There he is. Roethlisberger is 3-1 against Aaron Rodgers.
How about Sam Bradford?
Sam Bradford is right. He's got to find him here. Three in four games.
How about Kurt Warner?
I've got a no on Kurt Warner. Just one against Kurt Warner. 1-1.
How about Carson Palmer?
Carson Palmer is also incorrect with one. Palmer went 3-1 against Rodgers. Pretty good.
He owned him.
I think you can say he owned him.
You know who's not right but a cool name is Joe Webb. Didn't Joe Webb start a playoff game for Minnesota at Green Bay when who was hurt? Not Christian Ponder. Was it Christian Ponder?
Right. Joe Webb has got a one here.
Yeah, so. One. That's not enough.
Wow. No. Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson. 4-4 against Russell Wilson.
Not so much in that NFC championship that Green Bay should have won.
Yeah, right. Should be 5-3.
They kicked field goals from the 2-yard line all day and then botched an onside kick. That's a terrible loss.
How about Kaepernick?
Ooh, Kaepernick. No.
Kaepernick destroyed him twice in the playoffs.
Kaepernick 4-1 against Rodgers.
Yeah.
Including playoffs.
Good thing he's not allowed to play anymore.
Yeah. Right. McNabb.
No on McNabb. Are you going for the Vikings thing there? McNabb was 1-0 against Rodgers.
Boy, that's really...
In 2010, so with Washington, he would have played against Rodgers. I don't think he got benched in Minnesota.
How many more guys do we need here?
You need 10. Number four, number five, even though you've already said number five but didn't guess him. You need number 9, 10, 11, 13, and 15.
That feels
okay,
good.
So like a crap ton of guys.
Crap ton.
Prescott.
And we've already said one of the guys.
Yes, apparently.
You said a guy but didn't guess him. Prescott's not that guy.
Ben Koyak.
Not Ben Koyak. No.
Three losses to Aaron Rodgers teams. Goff.
That are quarterbacks, by the way. Goff is not here on the top.
There's one for
one
the playoffs.
And one. 1-1 against Goff.
Carson Wentz.
No on Carson Wentz.
Wentz beat him on a Thursday night where Devontae Adams got hurt.
Yes.
That's 2 years ago.
Jameis Winston?
Oh, that's probably good. That could be good. It's not good.
Winston 0-1. No,
zero.
Winston 0-0 because that was a Brett Hundley game for the Packers.
Wow.
For this game, I had to go through the Packer games.
Amazing.
And Rodgers didn't start. I saw a lot of Brett Hundley in there.
Yeah, the 1 year he was hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's seven sets there.
Thinking the same line of thought as I had with Roethlisberger, how about Philip Rivers?
No on Philip Rivers. You're on the right track for... There's a guy on this... Rivers is 2-2, by the way. There's a guy on this list who's fourth that played Rodgers 11 times and might play him more. talked about this guy yesterday, but haven't guessed it yet.
Oh, don't even ask me what yesterday was. I have no idea.
I think we spent a whole segment on this guy yesterday.
Why?
Great question.
Matt Ryan.
6-5 against Matt Ryan.
Here's a lesson. You kids out there, mom, dad, turn the radio up if you're riding in the car with the kids. This is why you need to control your temper. Because I was about to flip out and start screaming about trying to remember something from yesterday, but I took a breath and remembered Matt Ryan from yesterday.
Great job. Cam Newton.
Cam Newton, 2-2. A lot of twos.
A lot of twos, right?
There Jake so Delhomme.
No on. I think I have a zero on Jake Delhomme.
It's negative.
No, Delhomme won.
Bernie Kosar.
Negative.
No on Kosar.
Ken O'Brien.
No.
Brady?
No on Brady.
Manning.
In fact, Matt Flynn got one of the games against Brady. Brady went 4-1.
Chad Pennington.
4-0. So far.
No on Pennington. I don't even see him here. You got. You still got the guy you named earlier. It's an NFC North guy.
Mm-hmm.
Also has a tie in there against Rodgers. I don't know if that helps. Probably not.
Bridgewater? No, we didn't name him.
Bridgewater's right, though.
Yes.
Oh, come on! I thought of him like right after I said Cousins, and I thought, like, oh, the injury, probably weren't enough meetings, blah, blah, blah.
3-1. Damn.
Ponder.
Wow.
Ponder is right. 5-1-1 against Christian Ponder.
Okay, Tarvaris Jackson.
No on Tavares Jackson.
Sorry, just thought I'd run the thread out on Vikings quarterback.
Never played Tavares Jackson.
Two left.
You've got a guy that did it for multiple teams and another guy that did it for multiple teams. Neither in the division.
Peyton Manning.
No Peyton Manning. 1-1 against Peyton Manning.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No on Ryan Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick has never played the Packers.
Nick Foles. Fitzpatrick has never played. I heard that. I remember that now.
He's never played against Green Bay in his entire career.
It's awesome.
Going to this year.
I give up.
All right. Michael Vick. 3-0 against Michael Vick.
Hold on. I wasn't done yet. Michael Vick.
Okay. You got that one. Do you want to guess the last one? Joe Flacco.
Horatio Magellan Crunch.
Joe Flacco, 3-1. Including, I think, a game. No, 2 years ago, not last year.
Flacco's on the Eagles now.
He beat him in Denver also.
All right, we will talk some more football. With a guy, Mike Dempsey, from earlier, who was the reason his doing it was the reason I embarked on this insane push-up challenge that is not even half over. But Mike explains where that came from and how it went, and we talk about that. Plus, rookie drafts, fantasy, dynasty players, stay tuned. Some good advice here from Mike Dempsey. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, this is WGR.